You can support this podcast on patreon.com/firstpawmedia.
On today's podcast, we talk about the saliva show in the last frontier of Alaska. It's pretty uncommon for a big name act to come up and rock out. But stay tuned, and I'll tell you my thoughts on the show at the Matanuska Brewing venue and why big rock acts stay away from Alaska.
Welcome to the Rockin' Coaster Podcast, presented by First Paw Media. Whether your favorite is a Giga, a Steel Dive, or old Woody roller coasters are your thing, or you're a fan of classic rock, hard rock, or grunge, we talk about it here. Each summer, Robert and Michelle Forto travel the country in search of the best roller coasters and music festivals. Sit back and enjoy the show.
Hello and welcome to the Rockin' Coasters podcast. I'm Michelle Forto for First Paw Media. Today we are talking about Saliva. The show was at the new Matanuska Brewing soundstage in Eagle River, Alaska on a perfect summer evening. This is our first time here, and it reminds me of a backyard barbecue. They had food trucks, axe throwing, and we brought our cool Eno chairs. You can find those at enonation.com. And we found those little chairs that we love at the Bourbon and Beyond in Louisville, Kentucky, a couple of years ago. So, first off, the sound was great. The stage is almost perfect for a venue like this, and the fans can really get up close. Thera, a local band from Anchorage, hit the stage around 7:15. While not our favorite, it felt a bit like Linkin Park or maybe even the Sick Puppies. After about a half hour break, hailing from Memphis, Tennessee, Saliva was up next right on cue at 8:30 and then played right up until 10 p.m., which is the local noise curfew. This is our second time seeing these guys. The first time was smack dab in the middle of the COVID lockdown when they came up for a show at the Alaska Raceway Park with Alien Ant Farm. Gotta give it to them for doing that show when everyone was scared to death to even go outside. While Saliva is not one of our favorites, any excuse to go to a rock show in Alaska is a big deal. It's tough to get anyone mid to big name acts up here. Thankfully, we were fortunate to see Foo up close and personal for one of their best small venue performances we have ever seen last summer. Did you know, after acquiring frontman Bobby Amaru in 2011, Saliva became infused with new blood, energy, and spirit. The same energy launched Saliva's career in 2001 with the release Every 6 Seconds, a certified double platinum selling album containing the hits Click Click Boom and 2002 Grammy nominated Your Disease. Saliva's in-your-face anthemic writing style continued with a certified gold selling album Back In To Your System, with hits like Always, Raise Up, and the Nikki Sixx co-written Rest in Pieces. Saliva has toured the USA and world with bands including Seven Dust, Aerosmith, and Kiss. They've also appeared on the main stage at countless fairs, festivals, and bike rallies. Sturgis, Rock in the Rivers, Daytona Bike Week, Rock on the Range, Welcome to Rockville, just to name a few. Saliva has become a unified team that will not be rushed or pushed into deals that are not advantageous toward the growth and expansion of Saliva as a whole. Upon adding former Shinedown and Fuel bassist Brad Stewart as a permanent member, Saliva solidified their new lineup consisting of of Wayne Swinney, Paul Crosby, and of course, Amaru. For perspective, it was 2010 when Godsmack was here, Stone Sour, Shinedown, Hailstorm, and 3 Days Grace have played the Alaska State Fair over the last decade or so, and Kiss played in a high school gym up here way back in the day. Why is it so tough to get big time rock shows in the last frontier, you might ask? Well, simply it's logistics. We are a long way from anywhere, and most big acts travel with at least a couple stages, meaning they set up the next couple shows ahead of time. To come here, it means either lugging their gear up and crew or renting it locally, which is far from optimal. But when bands do come up, they usually make a vacation of it and go see glaciers, fish for salmon, or maybe even go on a dog sled ride. I remember Dave Grohl saying during his show, "Do you want to party all night? It will still be light out, so what the hell?" Back to Saliva. So, you know, we get it. It's not Josie Scott, but the dude has been gone for years, and Bobby Amaru does his thing very well. Not only did he rock the crowd, he posed for a bunch of selfies with fans, and I might go ahead and add here, those fans were under 12 years old. So Amaru chalked it up in my book as being one of the better frontmen that we have that come up here, because he included those kiddos. What a treat. The show is going to be great. And that's how he acted. Of course, Robert and I headed up front, dead center, as they opened with Ladies and Gentlemen. Up there, the crowd was rowdy and it felt like a freaking rock show. You wouldn't know it up close, but there could have been 50,000 people or a couple hundred. They played a mixture of old and a few new songs from their upcoming record. There was a mixture of everything at the show. Ladies dancing like Elaine on Seinfeld, others drinking too much and puking it all up, and people getting thrown out by security. Heck, it was so laid back before Saliva hit the stage, Robert and I had a drumstick ice cream cone. The encore was awesome. First, it was a mashup of Michael Jackson, Eminem, and Missy Elliott, and in that order, I might add. Then, the band brought up, like I mentioned earlier, all of those kids onto the stage as they kicked off their final song, Click Click Boom. And by the end, the kids were singing and dancing, and it will be a concert that they will never forget. Heck, Robert still talks about his first show seeing Kiss when he was about 7 years old. All in all, it was a great show. This little venue is exactly what Anchorage needs. Who knows? Maybe we will go to even more shows there. So what do you guys think? Do you like seeing shows at small venues, at large festivals, at indoor arenas, or stadiums? All have their perks. Let us know in the comments or on our social channels. Just search Rockin' Coaster Podcast. Oh, and one last thing. Did you know the single best thing you can do for our show is to tell your family and friends how to listen? Who knows? They might just become a rabid listener just like you. I'm Michelle Forto for First Paw Media. See you next time.